Hello, my Audio Boo friends. This is my September 2013 road trip part deux. As I say it in French, although I am in the province of Ontario. It is 9 o'clock in the morning, so I'm about 15 minutes away or so from the 2-hour mark in my trip. I'm not exactly sure how many kilometers I've done at this point. Actually, wait a minute, I can tell you. I've done about 150 kilometers, roughly. And the car is running phenomenally well. But what I am finding, this is my first long trip in my little Scion IQ. And I must admit, I'm a little bit dismayed at the apparent fuel mileage, or the fuel consumption. I'm running anywhere between 110 to 115 kilometers an hour, although the GPS unit I borrowed from my sister is indicating that my speedometer is actually optimistic by about 5 to 6 kilometers an hour. So right now it's just above 115, and in fact I'm doing 113. So yeah, I would say it's indicating 117. Yeah, it's about 3 to 5 kilometers off on average. But what I'm a little bit dismayed at is my fuel gauge is down to the last, I guess, quarter mark. And when it gets to that quarter mark, I normally have about 50 to 60 kilometers left in the tank before it starts flashing. Which means I'm basically on the reserve. And right now the trip odometer reads 387 kilometers. So assuming I can edge it up, I might get maybe 430 kilometers out of the last 25 liters of fuel in the car. I'm going to be filling up probably in Brockville, Ontario, which is in about 30 kilometers. The car is very comfortable, very quiet, very smooth ride. The only thing I must say is when I hit certain, tracks in the highway that are left by trucks, sometimes when trucks pass over the same area, they tend to leave these little ruts in the pavement. And this little guy, I noticed, loves to track in those ruts. And that's because the tires are very tall. They're 16-inch tires on this car, or so rather 16-inch rims. But the tire is very skinny, so it's almost like a motorcycle tire, really. Oh, there's a... I'm not sure what that car was. Cute little yellow sports car on the other side of the highway, heading eastbound. Okay, I'm following a Mazda Tribute truck, a little SUV, who keeps slowing down and then speeding up and then slowing down. And my right leg right now is completely asleep, so that hasn't changed from my old Echo days. And now, you know, as you know, everybody knows on Audio Boo that I'm very much a do-it-yourselfer. And I did find some plans on the internet on how to build a cruise control for this car. And basically, it attaches... See, the accelerator on this car is actually not a linkage to the carburetor or to the fuel injectors, but is simply a potentiometer. And depending on how much you push the pedal, it changes the position of the potentiometer and gives a different signal to the control box, which in turn controls the fuel injection. So basically it's a fly-by-wire, or I guess in this case a drive-by-wire. And on the internet I found plans on building an adapter that plugs into those wires of the accelerator and also into the ODB2 port, which is just below the steering wheel on this car, so that basically the circuitry monitors the speed depending on what speed you set it at, it will then modulate the gas pedal electrically to compensate and keep you at the speed, the desired set speed. It's actually a very simple circuit, and just works on basically feedback, instantaneous feedback. So I may look at working on that. I don't do many, many long trips very often, so really it's a moot point. My car is just literally a little city runabout. That's what I bought it for, and that's what it's best at. Right now it's running almost, 2700 RPM at 120 kilometers an hour. The odometer, the trip odometer, is now reading 394.2, 0.3, 0.4. I won't bore you with that. But I'm very happy to... the car is running beautifully. Yes, it may use a little more gas than I anticipated, but we'll see. We'll see when I fill up. I'm going to fill up once it starts flashing, because even when that last little block in the digital gas gauge starts to flash, I probably have a good 100 kilometers in the tank on the reserve. The tank is a 32 liter. And usually when I fill up, I only put in 25 liters. So I've roughly got about 7 to 8 liters left in the tank. And at 6 liters per 100 kilometers, that's well over 100 kilometers. So I'm safe knowing that even when it starts to flash, I could conceivably have 100 kilometers left in the tank, which is fine. So definitely I'm going to be filling up in Brockville, which I'm happy. My mother-in-law lives in Brockville, Ontario. I won't be stopping off because it's a ways in. And my GPS is telling me at the present speed that I should get to my first destination at 20 minutes to 1 o'clock. And I told them I'd be there between noon and 1. So I'm actually on time right now. And hopefully I can improve as I get closer to my destination. Now the GPS unit right now is indicating that it says Highway 401 West. And then in brackets, it's got Kingston, which is Kingston, Ontario. And then it's got a little, on the left-hand side there of the display, it has 33 kilometers to, or 32 kilometers now, to this seemingly exit or turnoff. So I'm not sure exactly what it's telling me. So in about 32 kilometers or so, the voice, the lovely lady's voice on the GPS will come on and tell me probably to stay to my right to take Highway 401 West, I imagine. And I think that turnoff is for the Thousand Islands Parkway. And I'll confirm that probably in my next update. Now, I promised I would explain my first stop. My first stop will actually be in the heart of Toronto on Yonge Street. I'm going to a Pilot store that we have there that is phenomenal. It's a store, it's a sport check store. I can tell you this because it's public knowledge. If you go to YouTube and type in TELUS Retail Lab, you'll see the video on this store. It's got 140 screens, all different types of LCD screens, projector screens, tablets, and the whole store is geared very much to multimedia and to showing off all this technology, streaming technology, video technology, and technology to sell retail goods, in this case, sports equipment. So I'm going there to take some pictures to document it really well, so that I can continue my knowledge base. I've started a knowledge base article on this particular store. Because this is the first one, it's the pilot, and the next one will be opening up soon in October. Okay, catch you at the next episode.